It's just, you know, he's the nicest guy I've ever met, you know? And he's such a babe, too. I mean, he's sexier than Rod Stewart, don't you think?
Yeah, he's a really good-looking guy.
Formula uterus exorcis morum et excommunicationum strigus et vitus lupus cuidere.
Kill your mom and kill your dad. Kill your cat because he saw you.
You like the lyrics?
It's very nice.
Oh, I love me some Halloween 2. We did Halloween by the Misfits before. This is the second Halloween episode. This will be out the day after Halloween, but fuck it, it works.
It, you know, people
still be high on Halloween.
Most major cities have like Halloween both before and after.
Okay.
When it falls on a Wednesday. So this is actually good for the bar scene because you get to double up.
Well, you know what? I love the Misfits. Like, I would, when I was cutting this audio so we would have it to play for the show, I was like purposely fucking up the volumes, and I'd be like, oh, I have to listen to Halloween again. Darn. It's like a minute 38. Who gives a shit? One's spooky as fuck, by the way. You listen to some good Halloween 2 with Glenn Danzig doing his horrible Latin that would make your skin crawl, you who actually can do the language.
I am pretty uncomfortable at the moment, yes.
Well, I'm just saying, like, he butchers it. They're like, it's an asterisk if you get the Misfits box set, which contains the lyrics to everything. It's like, asterisk. The following is non-standard Latin, which was code for Glenn Danzig just got a Latin to English dictionary, or English to Latin, and fucking just did everything, like, without any kind of sense of what endings should go on the words, what was a noun, what was a verb.
I can't believe you know that kind of shit. You're such a fucking nerd.
I love me some Misfits. I still do to this day. Fucking Glenn Danzig could do no evil in my eyes for the first 15 years of my life or so.
I just meant you made a reasonably accurate description of the Latin language. So.
Oh.
You betrayed yourself, yeah.
I ain't betraying shit. I've been watching Freaks and Geeks and doing Mario Kart and masturbating for the past 4 days.
Sounds right. Like you're fulfilling yourself.
Keeps it real.
And there, hold on. Yourself.
Hold on. Let me just enjoy the slow fade out that is present on Halloween 2, where they play the sped up version of just Halloween. See, and they did that. I didn't have to pot down shit. We're done. By the way, I just need a... What are you signaling? What's up, man? Oh, no worries. I will let you part hunt. What part is it exactly? I'm going to pause it for a second, actually. We can hunt. No worries.
That's awesome. It usually takes me a couple of weeks before I start farting at work.
I'm like, what are they going to do? Quit?
All right, guys. You want to... count us back. 3, 2, 1. And we're back. We're back after the scavenger hunt that just took place, looking for I still don't know what.
He must have thought it was Easter, but it's not. It's almost Halloween. Was that a bad? Sorry.
You know what? I was going to save this for later, but we're going to teach you a lesson. Right now for that bad joke. What have we even done in the intro, by the way? We've done none of it, right?
No,
you were actually going to...
We were going to do the website. Okay, that will come after this.
Okay.
Discipline first on the SS basement. That's what I say.
Give
Arena,
it to me.
Put on your shoes, the heels, the work heels for a second.
No.
Please.
Fine.
Thank you. And once you do that, I'm going to have you do something to teach you a lesson.
What is it?
Just put on the heels first.
It's going to take me a while.
Put them on.
Talk amongst yourselves. This isn't like a second process.
You haven't put on the heels yet. You're just putting on a shoe. How hard is this?
There's straps everywhere. What do you want me to do?
They are on both feet now.
I put on a strap every day. It's called a belt. Howard, how long does that take you? For me, it's 3-4 seconds. I find the whole...
All right, they're on, Mr. Speedy Gonzalez.
You were tricked. I already taught you a lesson. I farted on those shoes while you were out of the room.
No, you didn't.
You are now wearing fart shoes.
I witnessed
this.
These
are coats, you bastard.
My fart is trapped between the sole of your shoe.
I'm going to fart in your mouth.
The sole of your foot. I forget which is an actual sole. I know there's a sole of the foot. There's a sole of the shoe, too, right?
The inner sole, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got like a fart Oreo right now.
I don't know whether to either take them off or just leave them on. That took a while.
Just be more funny. That's
I hate you.
Otherwise, you're going to be wearing fart slippers, drinking fart coffee.
Did you really fart in my shoes?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
I'm going to queef.
Howard was just talking about his album cover.
While you're not looking.
And I just picked him up and I was like, hey, Howard. And I just grab him by the little straps and I kind of lean into it. It wasn't like a big trumpeting like elephant's blast.
It was audible though.
It was audible.
I'm gonna throw my moccasin at you.
It was a bit of a yeah, like a little up and down.
I'm not
almost like a radio jingle, but
a
fart.
I gotta be honest, I'll give that fart a D.
It wasn't strong, but it was enough to teach her a lesson.
Why would you do that?
Because I knew,
regardless of whether I did anything wrong or not, you would already farted in my shoes.
Yeah, because I knew that if I needed to instill don't throw slippers at me.
It's a moccasin.
If I needed to instill discipline, I would make you put them on. And if I didn't, you would wear the slippers home, not your coach shoes, and the fart would dissipate by that time.
I hate you.
No, you don't. You secretly love me.
I hope you don't have AIDS, because then my feet are going to get it.
I don't have AIDS. Why? There's no fart transmission via AIDS. You're fine.
Did you go to the DARE classes in the South like I did? You learn different things.
Okay, I like that. But you didn't make me wish I'd farted in your headphones, too, with that one. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com, everyone. You want to get a hold of us, it's inpapasbasement.com. I think we did talk about this. Was I not saying something about getting the fresh episodes?
Let's be brief.
All right. You go there. There's new episodes of the show every Monday and every Thursday. It's also got the iTunes link for podcast subscription so that those shows just magically appear on all of your iDevices, guided to them by the ghost of Steve Jobs. You've got our Twitter links. You got this handsome devil over here who has a weird facial hair thing going.
There is a vagina on my chin, as
you
I've been
said
told.
That Arena thinks it looks vaginal as well. I think it looks pretty well coiffed.
Don't try to get on my good side.
By complimenting his facial hair?
By agreeing with me.
I was disagreeing with you.
Anyways, vagina face over here is the subject.
Okay.
That is not my Twitter handle, by the way. My Twitter handle is EzraGP.
At EzraGP.
I wonder if Ezra, vagina face is taken.
Like, better than?
And then the
I'm
GP.
Just, I'm going to make a fucking handle called better than EzraGP. Just to shit on you.
Better you than, like, some asshole.
And then I'll just
retweet
everything you say.
My foot feels sticky now.
It better feel pregnant with a poo baby.
I'm gonna get
over
eye.
Here with the fart feet. That's her Indian name, by the way. Fart foot.
You must have visited my cubicle.
That's Arena Davinsky. You want to get a hold of her on Twitter? It's at Girl Knows Sports.
Don't try to flatter me.
I'm not. I'm doing the bare minimum to keep you on the show, honestly. But if you want to consider that flattery, then I would take that as a compliment, because it shows that I have set the bar sufficiently low enough where any sort of kindness, you're like, don't try to spoil me rotten. You didn't put your dick in the coffee today. Don't try to get on my good side. That's how you live life, by the way. Speaking of work,
cereal.
You set the bar so low when you do things right. People are like, well, I must have done something to get this sort of treatment. Nice. Go me. Everything's coming up Milhouse. You want me? It's at Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. That's why it's in Papa's Basement. That's why the show's called Papa's Basement. It's a clever play. So clever. On my name.
Indeed.
Yeah. It makes you think of pederasty and molestation and child abduction. Papa's Basement. Oh, what a rib tickler that is. We got a lot we can talk about. We didn't do any of the topics from the joint two-episode show prep
for
episode one.
When our boy just walked in, Paul. You were on the verge. You were on the verge of describing the Netflix jerk-off fest that is your home life.
I like the fucking setup from this man. What are you doing over there?
You told me I couldn't.
Dicking off with your coffee?
I hate you. I was checking my coffee for dick, actually. Anyway.
Yeah, I've been into the Netflix recently. I know that's a shocker
if
you listen
recently?
To the show at all. Yeah, I've been dabbling lately. It's just this thing. I'm sure it's a passing fancy. I've been watching Freaks and fucking Geeks.
I have yet to get into that, but I hear good things.
You're going to need to actually watch it so we can have really in-depth conversation about the show.
I'm down.
At some point.
I'm down.
It's only 18 episodes. Only 18 episodes is barely anything.
It's all you have to sit through.
You know what I call that? A Thursday night. 18 episodes, about 45 minutes with the commercials out.
I gotta be honest.
That's nothing.
It's an hour show.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that more shows just
don't
like
give me that face.
Limited runs. There are too many shows that just become shit after like 3-4 seasons.
I'm not one of those guys who's big on, oh, the British do it all better than us. They fucking kill their shows fast.
They do.
It's British, proper.
British Office, 12 half-hour episodes and I believe a 1 or 2 hour Christmas special. That's it.
How
and
dare.
That show I like, the IT Crowd.
IT Crowd, I think, has done 4 series, as they call them, across the pond.
See, by series, you mean like 6 episodes, right?
Series is their term for season.
But it's like 6 episodes, right?
Without it's not fail, even 20. It's 6 episodes.
Yeah.
They always do 6. Sometimes it's fewer. The only show that I've ever seen fuck with that was the British version of Shameless, which is now on Showtime with, it's William
Robert
H. Macy.
Bedford? No. Yeah, William
Holy
H.
shit,
Macy.
Did that really come out of your fucking mouth?
I couldn't think of his name, but I know it's William H. Macy.
That's like me saying, who the fuck's Ron Howard's brother?
Yeah.
Oh,
the really
geez.
Ugly one. And I instead of that, I say Brad Pitt.
I was thinking Ron Howard, and then I like, said Robert Redford instead.
I'm just embarrassed. I can't think of Ron Howard's brother's name. It's in my Twitter profile. Clint. Clint Howard.
Oh, he's... Yeah. Such a wretched-looking man.
Are we talking about moles or people?
No, Clint Howard is just a mutant of a being. Seriously, he looks like he lives in like a subterranean society that's conspiring to take
you know,
us over.
I've always wanted to make a movie with him and what's the guy from 30 Rock, Scott Adsit? That ugly, bald, skinny dude.
Fuck, Scott Adsit is ugly as shit.
He's so funny.
Oh, I don't know if he's that funny. He delivers his shit okay, but he's an ugly motherfucker, that one.
They could be like
there's a
cousins.
Lot of mutant ugly mother. Ooh.
He was on.
Yeah, they could.
He was on Nick Cannon's show like once. The one like where they joke on each other.
Please tell me it was called The Jig Is Up.
Oh, shit.
The boobs have really just been Mariah Carey's babies. I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, Mariah Carey. Oh, Mariah Carey.
I missed that ass.
Fuck. Thank you, Howard.
But what was the show?
What was that video, Butterfly, with her at the racetrack?
Oh, yeah.
Stop. Like, we have to focus on the task.
You had to put, like, one of those industrial buckets that they would take caulk to a work site in to contain what I did to the Butterfly video.
Oh, gosh.
Holy shit. It doesn't get better than that.
God, I just want to break out into Mariah Carey right now, but I won't
contain
do that to people.
Contain it. And the worst was then they did the Ludacris remix, so you couldn't even beat off to it properly.
Ugh.
Because it's like, wah, wah, wah. Oh, grill piece. Wah, wah, wah. Ah! Braids.
I like the OGB one.
The OGBYN one? It's ODB.
That guy.
Not the OGB.
OBG, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Me and Mariah back like babies in pacifier. I sound like an
Holy
old
moly.
Jew. Terrible.
That OBGYN is the best ever.
He's adorable. I don't know why everyone's so afraid of him. I just want to pinch his cheeks.
My parents were trying to talk about like a rap song back in the day, and they're like, you kids, you listen to your... Oh, yeah, you know me. Let's go pee-pee. And they're talking about... You know
I don't remember
talking
about this.
Let's go pee-pee.
They're talking about that old OPP song.
Yeah.
I remember OPP song.
You go pee-pee.
How does it go? How does the line actually
My throat
go?
Is so shot, I actually can't do the arena's parents' voice, which is the same one for either gender.
I know, I just noticed that. Yeah,
it really is. That's why I have to be like, I'm Arena's mother now. I'm Arena's father. Arena's mother, ride my cock. I will
oh
do this,
God.
Arena's.
All right, butt. I'll be quiet for the rest of the show. You got your wish.
My penis feels so good inside my vagina. It's all the same.
My That's tears great. Are burning my skin. I'm going to start seeing Mariah Carey now.
Hold on, no. I'm waiting for the pressure in my head to go down. Just a second. Just a second. Should have taken that fucking Tylenol. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. We're going to attack this shit. No, we're already halfway there. We've already... No, we're not. My math skills suck. We're like a quarter of the way there.
We just spent 10 minutes crawling on our hands and knees looking for something. That
yeah, exactly.
My papa's so good at foreplay. He's like, oh, done, right? 20 minutes here.
I love foreplay because it's like so much fucking lazier than actual sex. It's like you can just lay there and use your mouth. It's like what I spend my whole life doing versus actual like hip thrusting. I'm like, ah, God, I have to move my entire body to get my penis off. This is a lot. It's like going from a car to like one of those Da Vinci flying machines that has like the wings on the side that you have to flap. You're like, this is not the most convenient way to achieve my end.
I should show you a couple of the Tai Chi exercises that help with that.
Really?
Yeah, there are a couple.
He's a Tai Chi master.
They look really, really gay.
Do you
but
think?
But they're absolutely worth it.
It's just you like, kind of thrusting at the air.
There's a lot of like...
Like my pre-show dance I did to get the esprit de corps.
It's way worse than that. It's okay. Way worse than that.
Howard and I did some Tai Chi last week.
Oh, shit.
Or that's I showed her the moves.
You're all bangins?
Yeah,
I knew it.
He Tai Chi'd my... Tie.
You're cunt if you get what I'm saying.
And we pet a pug from an Asian man earlier.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember what I was saying. We were talking about Freaks and Geeks, which is a great show. Completely about my high school experience, by the way. The brainy kid who becomes like the druggie, or at least runs with that crowd.
Oh,
like, you're
excellent.
Throwing your life away.
I was there for that, yeah.
Ironically, okay. I guess I did. You know what? They were right. I'm sorry, counselors. You had the last laugh. Look where I am now. But the best part of Freaks and Geeks, and we'll do a whole in-depth thing. Howard, you watch it sometime. Arena.
It probably won't happen.
Did I interrupt your break? Do you need a cigarette after that coffee? I don't want to get... I feel like I'm getting in the way of something here.
If that's okay.
Do you need a trip to the vending machine? A power nap? You can push aside your keyboard and do it. We're that kind of workplace.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Can I get a dollar so I can go to the vending machine?
I'm about to let you walk out and do it if you want. Focus. Stay with me.
You're just extra funny today. I'm like dying laughing over here.
You're going to need to get on Netflix and watch me. Watch for me. You watch me good like.
With my eyes.
With your eyeballs. With your looky looky balls.
These eyes. Looky looky orbs. Eyes, or the eyes up here.
No, your eye eyes. You're going to watch some Freaks and Geeks because you're going to be able to confirm something as a Jewish person. You've
that
got the.
Jews are really smart. Confirmed.
Well, no. I've had to, as a non Jew, I've had to train my Jew nose.
Did you make it grow? Is that the training?
No, I'm like one of those German shepherds that the Nazis had.
Oh, like, you sniff out the chicken.
Exactly. Like the one that they brought it into Anne Frank's building. And I'm the one that's like...
Pretty sure it was
I'm clawing
Anne Frank's
at the stairs.
The attic.
Well, she was in the attic. I'm the dog that sniffed that out, though. Like they were about to
bastard.
Leave. And I was just like... Rawr! They're like, what is it, boy? Is there a Jew in the well?
Ein Schnitzel Schnitzel.
Exactly. And then I got them all. Here's the thing about Freaks and Geeks. The stars of the show, for the most part, at least a lot of them, not Jewish people. A lot of Christians in the mix.
Right.
And yet, the show is famed, produced by Judd Apatow, by the way.
Jewish man.
This is getting that's good. Right. This is getting good.
Everyone who walked out of that show who's now famous, and there are some big names that came out of Freaks and Geeks who did not have the biggest parts on the show. They were not the stars. The star was some little Italian girl and her geeky little brother. And yet,
interesting.
The names that got huge from Freaks and Geeks, we have Seth Rogen, who
Yeah, yeah.
Barely had a role on the show. Just as like this dumb bully. Not really a bully, just like a dumb beefy guy.
Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
He was beefy?
Like...
Jew beefy?
Yeah, you know, a bit of a gut and stuff. Like, not football player beefy, but like... They shoot it so he looks kind of tallish. I don't know how tall he is, but you're like, eh, Seth Rogen maybe could rumble.
Robot Chicken Seth? Oh, that's Seth Rogen. I'm thinking of Seth Green.
No.
Seth Rogen's Jewish?
Seth Green's a fucking elf.
No, yeah, that's why I was like tallish. Yeah,
no. Seth Rogen from Pineapple Express.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, he's part of your tribe.
I'm familiar with his work. I didn't know.
Oh, God.
He's one
of
you.
Now I can date him.
Now I'm starting
never
to feel really
that
racist that I'm explaining to a Jew who the Jews are. Like, no, here's the list.
I'm sorry. Like,
study
if
it.
Irina wants to get into the entertainment industry, she should know which of her people are.
Going up on your Jews, exactly.
I never said I wanted to get into entertainment other than radio.
I thought all your
stardom.
People just wanted to know.
Yeah.
We just
want to
be rich. We just want to be rich.
Like,
we don't care how it happens.
Like, you just see like a 5-year-old black kid with a basketball, like, you guys are holding video cameras.
Sign him.
Adopt him.
I'm like, let me get you a crayon.
You want new parents?
I'll buy you that.
I'll be your agent.
I'll buy you those Jordans you like so much.
So,
black kids love Jordans, you guys. It's funny because it's true. I can't even say that with a straight face.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So, there was a Seth Rogen. Then there was, I believe, the guy from How I Met Your Mother, right?
Yeah, that one.
The Neanderthal-looking one.
Oh, God.
Definitely Jewish.
Jason Segel. Yes. Jason Segel, who is not a handsome man. He looks like he has the Andre the Giant disease.
Like, but he's not
where,
tall enough.
Or face is bones. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. No, it's just like you have a tumor on your pituitary. But he has that look like Tony Robbins has, where it's just like too much chin.
Like protruding bone structure in the face.
It's like you took the bottom of a motorcycle helmet and put it under the skin. He's just not a good looking dude. And he plays like an awkward motherfucker on the show and he's good at it.
I like him a lot.
I think he's hot, actually.
Really? So yeah. You like when you see his dick and Forgetting Sarah Marshall, you're like, fuck, yeah.
Not that scene.
Really?
That doesn't do anything for me. But then after that, he's all adorable, and you just want to pity fuck him. And Mila Kunis does. Another Ukrainian pity fucks him. Good for her. Now, guess who she's pity fucking? Ashton Kutcher.
Not bad.
Coffee talk with Irina Divinsky.
Now I'm just picturing you masturbating, but like really in a weird way. Like just
to forget
fucking...
Sarah Marshall.
Well, yeah, just like doing middle finger held in place by your thumb. And you're just like flicking your clit like a paper
Ow.
Football.
That's exactly how it happened.
Just beating it back and forth. And like both of your fingers are doing that from either
now
side.
Now it's going to be to Freaks and Geeks now that I know all these Jewish boys are on it.
Just working your hood like a speed bag. Just like.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why that popped in my head. And I
Again,
wanted
I don't
to go.
Subscribe to the Papa John
but
forms
we're gone.
Of foreplay.
Yeah, then just afterward, Ice Cube. Just Ice Cube.
And then tears of joy and
so you've got Jason Segel, and then you got James Franco.
Ooh.
All Jewish, all
I
huge
did not know he was
as
Jewish, actually.
All get out in Hollywood.
He doesn't look very Jewish.
He's half Dago, I believe.
Okay.
Daddy's a WOP.
Because if you let that get out, like that might affect his leading role status, wouldn't it?
You're right.
No, I
Franco,
think a lot of
Franco's more
but he's
of the,
attractive.
Yeah, I don't think people would give
true.
A shit if
like,
they knew.
Yeah, it's the 21st century now.
Ben Stiller
yeah.
gets leading roles, but
exactly.
he's not attractive.
I mean, we have the Latins in our movies now. The Jews aren't so bad by comparison.
Still waiting on Chow Yun-Fat's next movie. By the way, why the fuck is Man with the Iron Fist filmed with Russell Crowe as the protagonist?
Yeah.
Bullshit. I'm calling
movie.
Bullshit.
Because Hollywood will not let a yellow man be sexy in it yet. They just, I think a lot of people see an Asian cat
me.
And it's
have
like,
you,
small dick.
Have you not seen it. Fast and the Furious? I
Which one, Tokyo Drift?
I think Hollywood's just waiting for my arrival. I think that's really what's happening.
There's like, where's Howard's tiny dick? Just we need to get that on a movie.
He's not tiny. One time while drunk, he told me it was a crooked six.
While drunk last weekend, sorry, Howard.
Exactly.
He told me... Sometimes ladies grab his package to and I see looked how up, it feels.
I looked up while kneeling and went, it feels like 6.5. And that's how I keep them on the show.
I've had people of both genders grab my crotch while drunk.
I know. You were telling me that.
Before I can get offended, they always walk away seeming to be disappointed.
I had to change the subject before you tried to get me to grab your crotch and walk away disappointed.
I never expressly used those words. All right.
What?
If you just so happened to have grabbed my crotch, it just would have happened and it wouldn't have been at my request.
I don't think anyone grabbing my crotch while I'm like not erect is going to be impressed.
I'm a grower, not a shower. That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's not fair. Well, like you can't, what, am I just hard from talking to you while you're drunk?
I don't actually even hang all that badly, but it's like my dick is soft when it's not hard. You know, you're not going to grab it through. Like even if I hang okay, I don't hang like a fucking banana either.
There's the only people who tend to do it to me are wasted. Absolutely wasted. And it's painful enough talking to them at that point.
I don't think even grabbing Peter North's dick, like, when he's soft is anything impressive.
Well, his cock size isn't even the issue. His fame is for his ejaculate and its volume.
Oh, but
someone sounds
so
ignorant
hot.
Right now.
Intriguing.
Wait, what?
Intriguing.
Peter North is kind of hot.
Peter North? You think Peter North hot?
I don't remember what his face looks like. I'm not really. He has a hot body.
I'm not going to judge you. I just want you to know that Peter North is one of those guys who straight up done gay porno.
Yeah, he probably has. I didn't say I want to fuck him. I just said he has a hot body.
The funniest quote in all of porn that I've ever heard was about Peter North, and I forget who uttered it. This is where you know I'm like sick because I don't just watch porn. Like I know porn history.
The quotable porn dictionary by John Papagiorgio.
Yeah, Peter North was trying to rebuff the whole thing. He was like, "Dude, I'm not gay. I did some gay features to pay the bills at one point." Which A is weird because he did it like after he was well established as a heterosexual actor. And B, I forgot who was discussing this. His rebuttal is just, well, for a straight guy, he sure seemed to love getting fucked in the ass.
I was about to say, did he get...
Oh, he was the full bottom.
Wow.
He realized the full bottom.
I hear like straight guys do like... Once they get into it, they like the ass play.
Because that's the lazy part.
Or as Margaret Cho would say, the ass a play.
She's not fresh off the boat. You're
disgusting. That's how she says it in her stand-up act. Anyways, I like Margaret Cho. I'm with it.
If you went gay, wouldn't that be the appeal? For once, you don't have to do all the fucking work in bed?
Yeah,
I'm not saying going gay, being straight and finding out about ass a play.
Oh, see, I don't even open that Pandora's box because then it's like
I've said this on the show.
Then masturbation time gets weird. Then it's like, what can I fit in my ass while masturbating? No,
we gotta get the tarp out.
I've never tried it, but I will admit that when I was like 12, I had a prostate exam.
Are you gonna say I had an uncle?
So like, what? I had a urologist prod my prostate, and I was scared as shit when I was a little kid. I was like, this is probably gonna hurt.
Why'd you have to get your prostate exam at 12?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was peeing blood because I grew like 9 inches in like 2 months.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So like, yeah, you knew me back then. Like I went from like 5'2 to 5'11 in like a year.
Okay.
And so like, I started peeing blood because I wasn't drinking enough water, and that was like, I had to go to a doctor to tell me this because I didn't know I was a kid. And so one of the things he had to do, like when you pee blood, they check your prostate. And so dude just went 2 fingers. Dude. And I was worried. And I was just like, this is going to hurt. This is going to hurt. Second he touched it, I was like, that actually feels kind of good.
Oh.
Were you at all worried it was going to make you gay?
No, I was just, I was like, that's exit only. That's my understanding. It was just like, I had no idea of sex yet, really. So it's just like, oh, this is going to hurt. And then it's like, huh, wow.
That's nice.
That's not bad.
Actually, can you leave those in there?
It wasn't like that. What I've heard, though, is like there are men who get their first prostate exam when they're like 40-ish, and they ejaculate because like they just don't expect how good it's going to feel. They just straight up, the second it hits, in front of the doctor. This happens to like maybe like 5 to 8% of men or something like that.
I think it's cut my sex lifetime in half.
Well, that's what Margaret Cho was saying. If you're just bored of the guy, just up the pooper and he'll...
But that's the whole joke from Kids in the Hall, like where the anal probes from the aliens, all we found out is that 1 in 3 people kind of like it.
Oh yeah, that was their radical gay agenda. Yeah. Of the Kids in the Hall, or like 1 in 10 don't seem to mind. Yeah. And yeah, they call up a guy who's then gay, and the anal probe comes out, and he just presents even more. Like he's already under the surgical wrap around his legs, kind of with his knees to his tummy.
I was way too young when I watched that show. I didn't get any of that.
Oh, yeah. You need to rewatch it. It's a good one.
I did like it.
I mean, I had the full instrument in the ass, but I don't know if it hit my prostate. I think I was getting checked out for roids. I was probably like 18. And I just got a lubed up thing the size of this fucking microphone in my ass.
That does not sound pleasant.
Oh, it wasn't.
What?
It wasn't. Does not sound pleasant. Oh, yeah. I had to like pull my knees.
Request the finger exam next time. I recommend it.
Up to my chest.
This thing is like got to be 9 inches deep.
Oh, I was pretty gaped.
Five inches around.
It was not pleasurable.
Oh, man.
This reminds me of my Puerto Rican boyfriend.
I got out of there and I'm like, I don't even want to fart. Because I think I'm going to get Vaseline all over
that's
my underwear.
Terrible, actually, yeah.
Yeah, so I just drove home all, like, ass clenched, trying to reclaim its chastity.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry about that.
Tighten
I'm
its ginger back up.
That, John.
I know. All those things I said about I hate you, about farting on my shoe.
Thank you. Now you can see the anal trauma that's induced such a fascination.
Now I'm just worried there might be some fecal matter on my shoe from how gaped your anus is.
It just can't hold shut anymore. Just like the lips of a boiled clam just sitting there all apart like the corner of Elvis's mouth.
This is where we just peaked.
back to the freaks and geeks and the Jews.
So is it just a bunch of Jew dudes? Is that like it's just
bunch
a sausage
of Jew
party?
Dudes, but there was one girl named Busy Phillips in real life. That's the actress's name.
Who's
I think her
Jew?
Name's Kim Kelly on the show. No, she's very blonde. She also has Jason Segel jaw.
Ew.
It's
I like her.
Really creepy. Yeah, you know her from Cougar Town.
Yeah, but I knew her before. She's related to the Phillips sisters, I think.
I don't think she is. I looked her up.
Did you?
I did. Don't use your iPad.
I'm looking it up.
Time you did this, we just found porn. And then I didn't concentrate on the show.
No, go ahead. I'm going to just look up if she's, because I'm pretty sure she is.
I don't remember which one this is on Cougar Town.
She's the blonde.
The blonde, the hot blonde.
Really, Howie?
She's the only blonde.
We've had
there.
This discussion
really?
Before.
She's the youngest one on Cougar Town. The assistant that Ellie hates.
All right, I got to flip this on you. You would not hit it.
What criteria is that? Flip it right back, bitch.
She's a thick girl.
Fucking
She's a thick
Judah.
Girl.
I'd hit it in a heartbeat. What's your point? Is that some badge of honor?
I'm just saying, don't judge me for thinking she's hot. What's wrong with it?
Fucking someone and thinking they're hot are very different things, Howard Highland.
All right. This is also true.
I mean, I'd fuck her to say I fucked a famous woman. And I'm sure she's not disagreeable. I'm sure she's very average. Nothing wrong with her. She's the porridge
Man.
Goldilocks chose.
Yeah.
But to act like it's some fancy fucking porridge with like sparklers in it and a garnish of raisins. And a nice cider on the side.
I mean, yeah,
she's
all right,
not that.
Fine. She's a Hollywood 6 at best.
She's a Hollywood 4.
Yeah, all right. You
okay.
win.
All right. God, you're a shit lawyer. Took you down. Just took you down. Cross-examined you and bam!
I think maybe I was thinking of
fucking cave.
Bijou Phillips.
Yes, you were. This is Busy Phillips.
Is Bijou Phillips related to the Phillips sisters? I think she's a
no,
descendant
she's,
of the mamas and the papas.
Yeah, John
something.
Phillips' daughter. I want to say granddaughter, but probably just daughter.
All the leaves are brown. It really
All
is a good time of year
for
that.
And da, da, da. I love that
and
song.
The and the sky is gray.
And the sky is gray.
All right.
Let's do it. All right. No, let's fucking do it. Come on. Howard, lead on.
Something, no, something.
I forgot the rest of it. I'm tired now.
I'd be safe and warm if I were in L.A.
If I were in L.A.
Or maybe that's the star of the next.
Yeah. The sky is. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. It's
I
okay.
really got into
All
it.
All about you, Arena. All about you.
Well, you guys teetered off,
I
and
know.
Then I just thought I'd tatter on.
Well, that's the thing. She's this Busy Phillips character. She's blonde. She doesn't look Jewish at all, but she has a role in Hollywood. She's on Cougar Town, like you were saying. And I'm like, wait a minute. If my racist 1950s logic is correct here, how did she do this when we all know the Jews run Hollywood and that's why these Jews are doing well after their show with the Jew producer Judd Apatow? The answer is, your Busy Phillips married Mark Silverstein in 2007. I believe Cougar Town starts in 08. All of a sudden, she's kind of a hot commodity in your Hollywood again, your tinsel town.
You know,
and she has a kid.
Birdie.
The kid's Birdie.
Lee Silverstein.
Yes. And Birdie the kid's Lee godmother is Lizzie Kaplan. So she Jewed herself up real good like.
Yes, she did.
Like she
is. Mazel tov.
Exactly. If the Jews are Predator, she is Arnold Schwarzenegger on the river covering herself in Jew mud. Yeah. And all of a sudden they can't detect her. And she just sneaks on by.
For some reason, I was like thinking you were going to say Mel Gibson. And I was like, ooh, bad choice. The Jews are going to get him.
Oh, well, yeah. Good old Mel. Good old misunderstood, man. Really. Really. He had some good things to say. You know.
Oh, my God. Do you know who Lizzie Kaplan is dating?
Please. My Jewish. I love that broad so much.
Yeah.
She's my
Jew crush. You're going to not love her anymore.
I'm going to be pissed. Who is it?
Oh, hold on. What
Matt
is it?
Perry from Friends.
That's I'm okay with
Shenandler
that.
Shenandler Bong.
He's A-list, isn't he?
Yeah, he definitely
Ooh,
is.
Oh, God. He's the bottom of A-list, but B-list
he's back,
is
back because he's
too
now on
harsh.
Network sitcom.
I really
television.
Like him.
I respect her for just sucking an old fucking cock. There's something dirty yeah. about it. Like, when I was younger and I was, you know,
don't you?
I would see girls my own age or a couple years older, and they were just fucking way older. I'm like, oh, that's gross. But really, it's because I couldn't get any of that. As I get older, a young, tight body fucking an old dude, that's like doing the Lord's work with your vagina. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, he's just so happy right now.
Sorry, but now I understand why she's in movies. She's fucking Matt Perry.
No, she had a career before, but it's like, she's what, like 32?
30.
Oh, she's 30? Yeah. I knew she was like right around us. And if you've ever watched True Blood season one,
she's on there.
She's naked a lot in True Blood season one.
What was she in that?
Fucking killer body.
Because I watched season one. I don't remember.
She was
she's Jason's girlfriend, the girl who's on the V all the time. And then she gets like choked in his dream and flies up to heaven in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
Her tits are out all the time.
Yeah, they were.
How do you distinguish one naked person from another on that show? Like, I feel like it's just
well, the boys at penises. That's where I
start. Just bloody porn.
That was at the start when it was like, whoa.
Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
That show began to blend together for me.
Lizzie
Kaplan
always plays like the same character, like the angry,
the
ugly
Jew
chick.
Girl. You're disgusting. I can see past that. And she's not always the brooding, angry girl.
She was in Mean Girls and in this movie Bachelorette that I was telling you about earlier.
She wasn't in Mean Girls. That was like
yes,
some Lebanese.
Was. That was her.
No, punch it up.
All right, baby
punch
bop
it up.
Up. You know what I'm doing.
You know what? I'm not 100% on this. I'm going to the fucking mats, though.
Oh, what does it say? Janice Ian in Mean Girls.
Oh,
Janice. She was the
I was thinking of a different character.
Oh, wait. She was like the...
I think she was chubby then.
She was kind of... Yeah, she had a little bit extra weight. I didn't recognize her.
Wait, who the... Was she the one that was friends with the big fat Mo?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like some Lebanese bitch or some shit. That was Lizzie Kaplan?
Wow.
God, she was fucking gross compared to those other three.
I don't think I could date her now.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. She looked like she had hairy arms. Like
that's
a
even
cab
more...
driver.
That's
Hollywood
a bit,
will do tremendous things to you.
That is, in fact, beyond, like, my weight limit, so.
Well, wait a minute. Was she?
She wasn't that fat.
I don't remember.
In that, I thought she was
She wasn't even fat. She was just chubby. You're thinking of the fat gay guy.
Yeah, really.
That you might want to have.
Oh, they put him in, like, the same outfit at the end. That's what I'm thinking of. Where she's got the suit. She looks like a man beast.
She does look hideous, but I think it's just because they want... God, that was fucking Lizzie Kaplan?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You fart in my shoe, I fart on your Jew girl dreams.
Ooh. Yeah, that's ruined. Ruined.
Jeez, I thought there was like some Middle Eastern girl who like never acted again.
Apparently, she's...
God damn it.
That's why I couldn't believe that was your Jew girl crush.
Fuck.
Yeah, you've ruined it.
Good.
Oh, I think Irina wins, dude. She just
she's
went up.
She's so eyebrowy in that one.
I just
want
a Rocky right now. Like Rocky at the
top
of
the
stairs.
Yeah. God. Jesus Christ.
That was ruinous. Ruinous.
That was disappointing. Because you know who's like... The good ones in that movie are just so good, except for Gretchen Wiener. Fuck that Lacey Chabert. Eat my shit.
You don't like her?
Aren't she hot?
I like her. She's hot.
She's hot, but like compared to the other three, first of all, your redhead, the 17-year-old jailbait, little Meffy.
She was crazy hot in that
Holy
movie.
Holy shit. Oh, yeah. My fucking
I might
God.
Have flicked my bean to that a few times in college.
Dirty Irish bitch. That sweet, sweet meth head bitch. God damn, do I love
that
her in that one.
Yeah.
But Rachel McAdams, who's like 25.
But she looks nothing like that role in real life.
I love Rachel McAdams so much.
I do like her a lot, too.
Interesting.
That one's great. And Amanda Seyfried is a little crazy in the eyes, but great body. So whatever.
That got better with age.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
She's got great boobs.
Great tits.
That movie really is a lesson in, like, be careful because, like, the ones who get better by the time they hit around 30, you can't always guess.
Well, you were talking girls who are pretty enough to act. So.
No, but, like, Kaplan was a.
Kaplan, they just waxed up, though. Like, all that's right. So many ethnic girls. They just
that's
need
true.
To get waxed.
I'm just saying, though, but, like, Lohan.
That's true. That's why they're hard to marry, because the instant they stop.
That movie also makes me think that girls that are super hot in high school will date guys just because they're football players, even if they're gross. Because Rachel McAdams' boyfriend in that movie is so gross, but he's like this big football player guy that plays sports.
I mean, I don't disagree with that, really. It's a prestige thing.
Yeah.
It depends.
I myself.
We're always trying to climb
wrote
some sort of ladder.
A renowned column. For the school newspaper my senior year.
So you were getting no poon? Go on.
That's true.
That was typically the theme underlying most of his articles.
It was pretty ballsy for something in a school paper, yeah.
You were getting pretty ballsy with yourself.
Bypass.
I wrote about like fucking a dead chick or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it was like on the Halloween or the Valentine's Day.
Did it have anything to do with
article.
Tom Petty?
And I was like, this Valentine's Day, I probably won't be getting any unless I... resort to necrophilia. And that was like the end of the end of that column was, remember, a pessimist is just a realist with perspective. Somehow that all got into the school paper and kids loved it.
Yeah, no, that sent some shockwaves around the community. That was like right around the time that
I remember,
like,
kids would come up and be like, my parents love your column. It was very fun.
we always felt like nerds in high school until like around that time, like towards the end of senior year. Suddenly most of the girls that we thought were hot in senior class actually were like, you know what, those two guys are all right. They're not bad for guys who like are kind of like nerdy.
I never felt a nerd. I mean, if we're gonna do freaks and geeks, that's what kind of blew me away about that show. You have the geeks, which I pretty much firmly am now, like they're quoting Star Wars,
dude,
and Airplane and shit, but I was firmly in the freak camp. Like, I was a druggie with long hair who
All right,
stole
you
shit.
Were, yeah.
You had long hair? That's so
oh,
weird.
Oh, yeah.
I like, was a geek.
You were a geek.
I was
but,
a geek.
I mean, I was straight up, like, dealing weed, selling speed. I was like,
you didn't
I was,
wear black every day in senior year.
No, like, by senior year, out. I'd kind of, yeah. After
can
I got
Can
caught,
I finish that rap out? Learning to read.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the show of one show dying. What's the sound? Fuck! I fucked it up. Now, just talk, Howard. Just talk. Just
Howard
bring
just
it home.
We'll see, for the all right.
Now, with Freaks and Geeks, you're talking.
Come well, on. I know it's 10 p.m., but let's get it perked up.
No, so you got like the two categories of folks. You were the freak, I was the geek. And this
yes.
is the whole premise of the show then, and you're feeling like...
But yeah, there's a liquidity almost between the two groups, or at least you see a geek transitioning into freak. I don't know if freaks became geeks. I didn't get that far into it. But they were still, even though James Franco is like the freak leader, and he's a fucking hot guy,
right?
I guess. Like, he's kind of just hot within the freak community. It's weird like that. Like, the straights, if you will... The cheerleaders don't want to fuck James Franco, even though in real life,
yeah,
I think
they
they'd be like, look at that greasy-haired
no,
shit.
No, I think high
suck
school was weird. Like, cliques mattered in high school. I think that, like...
Well, because you just didn't really talk outside your clique.
Yeah. You couldn't really...
There's, like, silent rules.
Yeah, there really were.
I'm trying to think back.
Because there were some smoking girls in your that ran in the freak category.
I was literally going to counter with, I don't remember anyone fuckable in the freak clique. They were the year before us, and I wasn't really tight with them, but the girls the year before us in the freak clique were fucking party chicks, like getting fingered in the bathroom and doing blow and shit like that. And then my year was just the story of my life. It was like a bunch of guys, no girls. Yeah, and the chicks that did run in the freak clique were not really attractive that I recall.
I always thought I was so nerdy in high school, and then I saw, like, I have a picture of myself from my high school graduation dinner with my family, and somebody was like, damn, you were, like, really hot, and I was like, I thought I looked like I was 12.
Exactly.
Got to give myself a high five for that.
I don't remember any sort of good ratio. I mean, certainly the people I was hanging with outside of school in the freak circle were all dudes. We kind of had loose affiliates, but like girls that weren't popular, but they certainly weren't freaks. They were just like, if you had tier one was the popular girls, like your, I mean, should we name names?
They just
names
didn't want to eat lunch alone.
Probably not.
Okay. I won't even say the cheerleaders were actually the tier one in our school. Most of our cheerleaders were mediocre.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't have to be
field hockey players were some of the best of the best, and the soccer players were decently up there.
I'll put it this way.
Lot of our hot girls didn't do much of shit, if I recall.
The hot girls, I remember.
They just got fucked up all the
time.
Because,
oh, I wasn't.
Nah.
They were boring up until
maybe senior year.
I'll put it this way. Like, this is why I knew some of the hot girls, and they weren't always in our class, but because I did band.
Yeah.
Band was not hot. I'm not gonna pretend like it was. There were a couple who were in there, but the ones who were hot that did band also did choir. Choir was full of some.
I like
really
like, I did band.
I would
like, you're
say
about to get a blowjay for that.
You no, might just have had hot girls in that, but they weren't the hot of the hot. I honestly remember, you know, the one activity every fucking cute girl was actually in? Yearbook. They all took yearbook class. That's the only thing I recall.
Theater was pretty decent.
Again, you're talking girls that, like, a couple of them were cute, and in retrospect, where you pull away the whole, I don't want to say the caste system, if you will, like, they were as good-looking as the quote-unquote hot girls, but our hot girls, the ones that had the cross kind of click appeal, I really don't recall them doing much of shit. Some of them were jock-ish. Like, I remember a couple were on the field hockey team.
Yearbook.
A couple did soccer. Yearbook was what I remember as the big thing. But they were kind of, like, getting prepared for the real world, where it was like, well, what do you do? It's like, I'm hot. I don't do anything else. I'm fucking hot. You beat off to me when you go home. You take my yearbook photos and you whack off to them, too. It's like, oh,
okay.
Look at you. Yeah. You're hot and you read mine. So you do something. That's just my impression. And it was also strange. I don't recall if you were like, hey, who are the guys that are quote unquote in charge of the school, if you will. I don't recall anything of that sort. Maybe I'm like suppressing a memory, but I don't remember.
We were not good at football our senior year, and we had just seen there was a problem. Here's what's funny with our high school class. When we were sophomores, our school won state.
Yeah, we beat out the poor black kids' schools.
No, but we had brothers on our team.
But we didn't have Hampton Roads brothers. We didn't have fucking dog fighting brothers.
Oh.
No, we got. No,
don't say all. Oh, that's
just
the culture
saying,
down there.
We,
true, though.
Our suburban asses, like, whooped them. And our guys went and played D1 football. We had a great team our sophomore year. I loved marching band because I actually got to watch some guy. At least one guy who ended up in the pros. So
Baoju.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we name drop? Cool. Who is it?
Well, yeah, you can name drop because he's famous. Famous, bitch.
Baoju, right?
Baoju. Yeah. His name was Baoju. He was Liberian.
Was he Asian?
No. He was Liberian. He was black as shit.
That's a real place. No, I'm kidding.
And even he didn't do much in the league with the Packers for a while, as I recall, right?
Yeah, he played with the Chargers as well.
He's out at this point?
Yeah, I mean.
3-year thrill.
He played secondary. You don't have much of a shelf life.
Exactly.
I'm not going to talk about his pro career because I did follow it. Could have been better. But he played at Penn State College.
Oh, his poor rump.
Oh.
He actually had some. He's like one of the few players that spoke out negatively about like Joe Pa's failings. Like, he was willing to say, you know what? Yeah, this is a problem. I think this shouldn't happen. Yeah, so he actually stood up for, like, you know what? Maybe we should admit something bad happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not just pretend that we have to, like, protect
rah-rah school spirit.
Yeah, like, he's
his,
like,
legacy.
I think he actually said, let's take down the statue because, like, it is a distraction from, like, so many other things, and, like, what he did was wrong enough. We shouldn't have it there.
Good for him, man.
Yeah,
fucking head on straight.
Yeah, no, I took a class with him sophomore year before he graduated.
Did you suck his dick?
No, but we talked OJ in class.
Wow.
And, like, he brought up the best point because he was like, hey, listen, fuck whiteys. Like, you guys, he didn't say that way, but he was just like, you want to know why the system's fucked up? You have a guy who got acquitted, and then when he goes in front of a white jury for the civil trial, he has to pay millions of dollars. And he was like, that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. Nobody could respond to that.
It doesn't. I mean, it's pretty much saying, like, hey, we know you killed someone, so we're going to fuck you on this one.
And the dude's from Liberia. He definitely hates whiteys. You guys know what that country is all about, right?
Well, no. He's
Really? Us two? The fucking bigoted brainiacs? No, we don't know what Liberia was.
I've actually been there, you know.
Never listened to Liberian Girl. Oh, how are you?
I went to Monrovia. Yeah,
you didn't recognize Liberian Girl, though.
I don't know that song.
Are you country name dropping now?
Arena.
Sorry.
You've heard of Liberian Girl?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Fuck.
Sorry, homie.
Oh, I want to apologize to Tay Black.
Maybe you can play it on the outro.
He thought he had a cool friend here. Instead, he's just got a fucking honky imposter.
All right.
How about you just sing it for us?
He just did.
Yeah. Is that the only line in the song? I feel like
there's
more.
There's the Liberian girl, and then she comes, and she changes his world.
Nice.
I don't remember the song after that.
But I'll say bow set the bar bucking high for anybody who wanted to be, like, a leader.
The cool kid,
on
you're
football.
Saying. Because I don't remember any guys who were famous through football. And again, I was the freak. I was out trying to get good grades, but also fucking smoking weed all weekend. Yeah.
No, but the football team went to shit after he left.
Yeah, so no one really got any sort of cred from being part of football. No one did for basketball.
Basketball was just a bunch of awkward dudes. It was weird. Except Kwame. Kwame was the shit.
He
played for Navy. So
again, African kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a bunch of white guys that sucked.
They didn't suck, but they were just awkward kids. I mean, like, when you're tall and skinny, you're good at basketball.
Gangly motherfucker.
Yeah.
All knees and elbows. I never once remember, like, thinking, oh, I wish I were that dude because the ass he could pull. Like, I thought
there
the
were guys
who
did okay, but they always had a, like, the girls ran our school. They all, like, got guys in relationships. Like, there were no players, really.
Yeah.
Some guys had multiple girlfriends, which was, like, hard to do.
I don't even remember that.
Not, like, at the same time, but they'd be able
we
to, like, break up
with
someone.
Boring fucking
and then,
school. It was just, like, a lot of girls kind of gave up their V card the summer between junior and senior year. It's like
that's
they all,
the plan.
It's like
all
they
girls
all
follow.
Agreed. Is it? Yeah, it really seemed that way.
It's either that or college. It depends. Some are actually, like,
I gotta
lose it
for senior year.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Some chicks are like, I hate this place. I'm waiting until I go to college to, like, date college guys.
Spread my flower.
Yeah.
Is
or
that what you wanted to say?
If you have fake ID when you're 16, you can spread your flower younger.
Maybe that's what you girls do up
what
in
Friday's
bathroom
did you get fucked in for the first time?
It was actually a Maryland frat house, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Merlin.
Keeping it real.
Jesus Christ.
You were
Pi Kappa of my thigh.
Sorry about the dead air right there. I was turning to shut down the outline because we've actually done the second show. We're pretty much out of here.
Oh, are we now?
I can't believe they haven't come banging on the door yet. With
no, they left.
I
mean, it's like 15 minutes past 10 already.
I know. They must have forgotten
we
were
back here. In fact,
the
alarm set to remind me to pick up frozen pizza on the way home because that's my life. It's going
to
go off any second.
Come with us and have a good time for a moment.
I might have lied.
How could you lie to me after you farted my shoe?
I slipped up. Oh, here. Nice.
Oh, my God.
That was real.
I feel so bad for
that was Howard bleeding for his art
when
right
she has
there.
To go sit at that microphone.
That was Howard Browning for his art. We can get out. You know, fuck it. There's not going to be any coup de grace that saves this one. It was. We did it. It was an hour. Oi, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. If you want me on Twitter, it's @Papa's Basement. More importantly, the show's website, inpapasbasement.com. You got the link there to subscribe to the show on iTunes. That will put a new episode on your iDevice every Monday and every Thursday. That's when we upload the new ones, an hour each. Again, every Monday, every Thursday. You go to inpapasbasement.com, you're going to find it. You also got my writing there. I do a mock advice column. I review movies I haven't seen. In the mix, there's a couple other articles here and there. I'll be honest, I'm fucking sick of writing for that site, so it's pretty much the same shit over and over at this point, but it's funny shit, I guess. I mean, people like it. It gets traffic. You want to get a hold of Howard, he is at EzraGP on Twitter. Again, at E-Z-R-A-G-P. And Arena Davinsky over here, our lovely Jewess.
At Girl Knows Sports.
At Girl Knows Sports. That's it.
Holla.
For us. Everyone have a great Halloween. If you're an attractive girl, I want to see the slutty pictures of you in your slutty costumes sent to me.
Yeah.
If you're not an attractive girl, send them to me anyhow. We'll put them on the website and I'll have a laugh.
And tweet us your favorite candy. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
So many fucking bits we didn't even get to. We didn't even get to do the DJ favorite of, yeah, what's the best candy, what's the worst.
You like the candy? I mean, you get the Halloween costumes. I want to know what's up with the candy deal.
Tweet her. Tell her what is the best and what's the worst. I'm going to tell you what it is unequivocally.
Bring it. What is it?
The best is your Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's all right.
The worst is the Smartie.
Oh, yeah. That's
Smarties are kind of
What about candy corn?
Have you
bad.
Never
Actually, that's worse.
Done candy corn vampire teeth?
Yeah, but to eat for flavor?
100 times better than a Smartie. Smartie tastes like a fucking Alka-Seltzer with rat poison in it.
The best candy is those...
Don't even know how to relate.
Twizzlers filled with like the juicy center.
Yeah. Were you a kid 18 months ago? That candy did not exist in our
Just
youth.
To redeem my blackness, I'm going to say grape nerds are my favorite candy.
Till next time.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.